It's official. Your Roku streaming box is the work of the devil. I don't mean to literally compare a little streaming box to, you know, Satan, genocidal Islamic organizations, communists, or the new owners of Hostess who didn't restore Twinkies to their original size. Clearly, those are works of an actual devil's in ways that that Roku is not. But they are doing something that just got me like this when I saw the news this morning. They figured out a way to put ads on your pause screen, and it doesn't even matter what you've been doing. So, gentlemen, the details are a bit technical. Oh, hi, I got to introduce everybody. I'm Steve Green. This is Right Angle, brought to you by the members of BillWhittle.com. And with me today, Scott Ott, and filling in for Bill, who is coming back from the eclipse, actually on the moon, is Zoe Rachel. All right, gentlemen, here are the details. I've made these as simple as I can. They were uncovered a few days ago by Lopass, an online publication. They discovered a new patent filing by Roku that uses frame analysis and HDMI detection to determine when the content on your television via HDMI cables, which, you know, is how you plug everything into your TV now, when that content is paused. And it doesn't even matter what the content is. It doesn't matter if it's something you're streaming on your Roku box. It doesn't matter if you've paused your Xbox or your PlayStation game. The thing is going to detect it, and it's going to put ads on your pause screen. So it's kind of the point, you know, the deal used to be that if you watch something for free, you got ads with it. Okay, cool. I got it for free. I watched some ads. But if you paid for it, you know, if you paid for your HBO, if you paid for your Netflix, you didn't get the ads. If you pay for your content on Roku, you didn't get ads. And now they're figuring out a way to put them everywhere. What does it mean when we can't even pay to be left alone anymore?
Man, I figured maybe they enticed people with the low cost of subscription. It's like, you shouldn't feel so bad. We charge you a lower rate, and if we throw a little ads in there to offset the price, then hey, you know, it's a win-win situation. I'm just trying to give them the benefit of the doubt, man. You know, it's as a free market person and who believes in commercialism, right, and people having something to sell, it's like, all right, you know, you got something to sell, and that's just what it comes with it. But it is, you know, boundaries, dang it. You know, it's like, look, you know, this is what
that's
we were yeah. You know, you're kind of invading my space for a second. I paid for this, you know, to not happen. You guys are finding a way to make it happen. And it's a boiling the frogs kind of thing, man. Just always something to see if they can just try to get away with it. And you know, I don't know if people are going to make a big deal about it. I don't know.
You know, I haven't seen one of these in a long time. I guess maybe we just didn't ever have them in Colorado, but I was still in California, so I remember, and this is more than 30 years ago. I was still in my early 20s. The first time I saw those little advertising screens on the gas pump, I thought, you know what? I'm paying you money to stand out in this crappy rain to pump gas. I'm paying you money for the privilege, and you're showing me ads. It's only gotten worse since then. Is there a point where
are the ads entertaining, though?
What people are going to do, but when are you, as a consumer, Zoe, when are you going to say, all right, I've had enough?
Well, as like I was kind of saying, is it, because I have caught myself, Steve, you know, pumping the gas and turning around and watching the ad. I guess I was slightly entertained. So I guess as long as it's entertaining, I'm okay with it. But you're right, man. You know, the thing is, the way the things are going, they've got us at a place where we're kind of putting out so many fires all the time, and it's like we're picking our priorities. Like, is this enough for me to make a big stink over? Oh, I got a fire that I got to put out over here. You know, it's, you know, what do you do?
I don't know. I'll tell you what I'm not going to do is I'm not going to buy a new Roku box when my current one dies. and Scott, Roku and other companies, their argument is, we've been kind of getting this free ride. The advertisers, you know, are subsidizing the price of your TV. One of the reasons the TVs are so cheap is the advertisers, pardon me, pay to get your data off of your smart TV so Vizio can sell them cheaper, and then they get their money back from the advertisers, who just know everything you watch, and now they're going to know everything you pause as well. And Roku said in their latest financial statement for 2023 that future growth depends on the acceptance and growth of streaming TV advertising and advertising platforms. And I guess that's the word that irks me is acceptance. I don't feel like I'm ready to accept any of this, but I also feel like it's getting forced on me.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it is and it isn't. I mean, obviously, you have that little device in your hand that can press the button and just make it all go away. I have developed zero tolerance for advertising. I cannot stand watching a TV show anymore that has ads running in it. I've gotten so caught up in the idea that you don't have to have that. Even though I grew up with nothing but advertising with TV, that now I can't stomach it. And I will, if my wife is holding the remote, I'm like, could you at least mute that? So, yes. So I don't have to hear it. I mean, and the worst are commercials about personal products are getting more and more vivid, let's say.
Graphic would be another good word, I think.
Yeah. Everything from like toilet paper. I mean, if Charmin doesn't get a hunter on those ads to shoot those bears, I'm going to do it myself because I cannot stand to hear them talk about their potty habits. And then recently I saw, I mean, obviously the feminine hygiene products are completely out of control. And now these like full body deodorant things with all their kind of clever euphemisms that are not clever at all. And there's a new diaper, a disposable diaper that has like a downward facing pocket in the back to prevent I won't use the terminology they use, but anyway, to prevent something that from happening that is very unpleasant, yeah. And they have to name that and talk about it on the ad, and I'm like, I am at home. I am trying to be entertained. I'm enjoying life, and you're literally throwing feces at me nonstop. Just like, can we put an end to that? By the way, one of the things that I learned from reading, I'm reading this book called Fans First by Jesse Cole, who owns the Savannah Bananas baseball team. And one of the things that they did was they decided that because they were there for the fans first and that they wanted to be entertaining always, that they wouldn't have in-park advertising. You know how you go to like stadiums these days and it's just like a barrage of screens and advertisements everywhere you go from the field itself to the men's room. They don't do that. And they're like, well, you're walking away from a bunch of income. They're like, yeah, but do you think that is there a single fan coming into our stadium saying, gee, I hope I see an ad on the billboard in the outfield? Like, nobody wants it. And the Savannah Bananas have decided that what nobody wants, nobody should have to endure.
Good for them. You know, I'm not a total crank against advertising. You know, I grew up in the day of the big three networks. We didn't even get cable in St. Louis until the mid-80s. So, you know, I literally had the big three, a couple of local stations, and PBS. And that didn't count, PBS. Nobody watches that after you're too old for Sesame Street. And really well-targeted ads, I don't mind at all. The little sign above the urinals in the bar always has the same three ads. You've got the one for the Taekwondo place or whatever your local martial arts place is. You've got the DUI attorney, maybe a good number to have. You know, you're there in the bar already. And I think the divorce lawyer. So between the DUI and the Taekwondo, you might need the divorce lawyer as well. And so I don't mind the smart, well-targeted ads. It's just the ubiquitousness of it. And when you can't even pay to get left alone. And it occurred to me, some of the stuff that we're paying for that hasn't bought us any peace at all. And the one that I think maybe is so frustrating is I love having, you know, this miracle computer device that fits in my pocket and goes everywhere with me. But I also miss the days when my phone bill for the whole house was $30 a month plus whatever few long distance calls somebody in the family might make over the course of that month. And by the end of it, maybe you had a phone bill of $40, $45, something like that. And now to cover everybody in the house, again, with these little miracle computers, I love that part. But it's over $300 a month for a family of four with all of our phones, and it still isn't buying us the right to be left alone. And it's up to us. We've as consumers have accepted this trade-off for too long, I think, of give us a slightly cheaper product and you can spray all the ads at us you want. I think it's time for us to say, I'm as mad as hell and I'm not gonna take these ads anymore. That's your right angle on that. Brought to you by the members of BillWhittle.com. I want to thank Zoe Rachel for filling for Bill this week. And Scott, I'm not going to thank you. You're here all the time. Thanks for watching. We'll see you next time.